Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box. Last week we didn't have a show, or we did, but it didn't get uploaded. So it was a rerun, but we got a new show for you this week. I'm Greg Avgaropoulos, joined by Josh McGrath, Sagan, and we're going to start with the NFL. Not too much to talk about, so we're going to split this segment from the NFL and the UFC. So to start it off, we're going to talk about the best defensive tackle of all time, Mr. Aaron Donald. He just reworked his contract to a massive deal. It was a $95 million deal for 3 years, which is $31 million a year, which is he's now the first non-quarterback to eclipse $30 million in a season, like a year. So that's pretty remarkable. Joshua, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think it's rightfully earned? Or
I think it's rightfully earned. I mean, it keeps, you know, for the Rams, it's good because it at least keeps them coming back probably this year for sure. Don't know about the following two seasons, but I mean, yeah, definitely well deserved. Get the bag, Mr. Donald. You deserve it. You're God.
He is very good. And actually, me and my one of my friends, Tyler, not the one that was on the show from Markham, we were talking about how if we were Aaron Donald in that situation, we're retiring. Like, we're done for. I'm not going to lie. Like, 28 years old, I've won a ring. I'm the best defensive tackle of all time. I made my money. I want to keep my body young while it still is, you know. I'm not playing again. Like, I'm done. I'm retiring. I'm just going to live the lavish life for the rest of my life, you know. I'm good. Would you retire if you were 28 years old and the best defensive tackle of all time and you just won a ring last year?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, me too. Exactly.
Why would you not do it? But I'm wondering if it's, like, in the contract that they reworked that he has to come back for at least one season. Because if I were the Rams, I don't know why you do that in your right mind, like reconstructing the contract, unless it's going to help you save money over the next three seasons, which, I mean, I don't know if it does or not, but it's very interesting to see, like, he still has the opportunity to retire. But I was wondering if there's, like, a clause where he has to come back at least this season and play. I mean, it's always one of those things that, like, with these guys, since they're pros and they've been doing it their whole life, it's really hard for them to walk away. I know he's a smart guy, and, you know, he's already talking about retirement, but I think he comes back for at least one more season.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, you know, once again, I would definitely retire if I was him. But he's had a great career. He's definitely earned the money he's got. And I think if there was somebody who's going to make quarterback money that isn't a quarterback, it's definitely Aaron Donald. I mean, as we said, greatest defensive tackle of all time. He's had a great career. He finally got his ring. And I think the Rams could definitely repeat, too. So that's... I think that's also part of the reason why he came back. And moving into the Colts, I actually just found this one. This was an hour ago. And by the way, this is, once again, as we say every week now, for however long the show's been running, this is a pre-recorded show. So the stuff we're saying might be outdated by the time it's up, but, you know, it's okay. So
wish he knows.
Yeah. But, I mean, I wish we could do a live show one day. That would be cool. But I don't think we're... prepared enough to do a live show where we don't really think too much when we do this. We kind of just do it.
Yeah, we're just
But
we could do one. It would just take a lot of work.
It would take a lot of work. Which we don't want to do.
A lot of prep.
Moving into the Colts, Darius Leonard will have back surgery. Plan is for him to come back for training camp. So he's going to get back surgery and then be back in about a few weeks for training camp. So that's kind of crazy. They're saying, Mike Wells reported that he's going to get back surgery, and then the plan is for him to come back during training camp. So training camp is either in 3 weeks to a month, maybe a bit more. But if that is the case, I don't know how you can do that. I don't know if that's physically possible.
What kind of back surgery is he getting? Like, I don't know. Like, are they fusing something in his spine? Because I feel like that takes a lot longer than, like, a few weeks to get back from that. Like,
yeah, I don't know how that works. I mean, there's not too many details that I'm looking at right now. But if that's
maybe
the case,
it's just like they're taking something off of his back. Like, maybe he has like a big like something on his back,
like a cyst or something,
yeah,
or
just,
whatever.
Just ripping that off.
Yeah, maybe that could be the case too. That probably takes like
I don't know. I just feel like if it was like a true back surgery, like they're messing up with his spine. I feel like there's no chance that guy comes back in a few weeks.
I feel
weeks.
Like when you read back surgery, you're like, yo, there's no chance he could walk for like a few weeks.
Yeah, like that makes no sense to me. But.
Yeah, but moving away from that, Deebo Samuel, who requested a trade maybe about a month ago now, is going to report to San Francisco 49ers minicamp, which nobody really thought he was going to go to because he requested a trade. And he's kind of made a vocal so far through social media and stuff like that, that he doesn't want to be in San Francisco anymore, which I found odd because he just had an all-pro season last year. He was one of the best receivers in the league last year. And now he's saying, you know, I kind of want to leave, which, once again, I don't know why he would want to do that.
Probably because Jimmy G sucks.
I mean, yeah, but they have Trey Lance, who's going to be their starting quarterback now, who they drafted, I think, third overall last year. So he's going to start now. And Jimmy Garoppolo, speaking to him, they excused him from mandatory minicamp. So I don't know how he hasn't been traded yet, to be honest. I thought he would have got traded, like, early in the offseason. He's still there. I don't know. He might just be there and just not play. I don't even know what's going on with him anymore. Like, he does suck. Like, we've said it many times.
He's very bad.
Yeah. We've said it many times on this show. He's terrible. And just watching him makes our eyes bleed. But besides that, that's really all we have for the NFL. Let me see. Is there anything else here to talk about?
I'll say it's the Cowboys' year.
It's the Cowboys' year this year? Is it time?
No. Probably still first round exit.
Well, okay. Oh, one more thing. This happened a few days ago now, but Ryan Fitzpatrick retired, who's been a quarterback in the NFL for.
Hey, wasn't he a quarterback for your boys for a long time?
He was. He was on my team. He was on the Bills for about 3 to 4 years. I think that's the longest he actually stayed on a team, like, in his career, because he's been on.
That's sad.
I think 9 or 10 teams. He's been on a million.
He's been
teams.
On the third of the league.
Yeah, oh, and he's finally retiring. Everybody loves him too. He's got a great personality, and. So, yeah, congrats to him. Great career from him. Never won a Super Bowl or anything like that. Never really was a great starting caliber quarterback in his career, but.
I'd say mediocre career.
Yeah, like, career. He was a decent career. Like, he had a few good years in Tampa Bay. But besides that, that's pretty much it for the NFL. We're going to shift it now into the UFC. Josh, you want to get us going
yes,
here?
Yes, it's been so long since we've done a UFC talk because the cards were sleeper cards, man. The UFC has been criticized a lot on Twitter about their lackluster fight night cards, but. A main event is coming, you know, big pay-per-view card. I'm excited for it because the third fight, the third final fight on that card is arguably a rematch of the greatest women's fight of all time between Weili Zhang and Joanna Jędrzejczyk, which that one went the distance. Weili got the nod in the decision, but that was a banger of a fight. I remember watching that the whole time, and I was just like, dang! And then Joanna gets, like, the Mega Mind head with, like, the big bump on her head, and I was like, dang! And it was wild the whole way through. Just a lot of heart in that fight. So I'm super excited for that one. Kind of sucks. Only 3 rounds. I hate when they do that with those types of fights because, like...
So annoying.
They're so high level, you want to see them fight 5 because you're like, it's going to go at least 4 rounds. Like, yeah. I don't think either of them sleeps them, but you never know. I think.
And this is what? This is probably that's a number one contenders match, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll be the winner. Oh, yeah. Winner will probably fight, what's her name? Carla Esparza.
Yeah.
And will literally dominate Carla because Carla's not that good. Rose just literally did not fight a proper fight.
She literally didn't fight.
Yeah, she didn't. She just moved around the ring and said, I did defense. Like, you didn't. Like, you literally didn't. Anyways.
And then she had the nerve to say in the press conference afterwards, she's like, oh, I won the fight. I'm like, no, how didn't. Could you say you won the
like,
fight?
Neither of you happened. Won the fight. Like, really. Like, the only people that won it is, like...
The streamers.
Yeah, really. No, not even, dude. I didn't even pay for it, and I felt like I wasted my time and money.
I feel like I got robbed for my money, and I didn't even pay for anything.
Exactly. I was sitting there, and I was like, what is this? Anyways. And then the co-main event is Valentina Shevchenko and Talia Santos. I think this fight's going to be a little bit closer than people say. But, that being said, Shevchenko inside 2 rounds. Still doesn't matter. She's the best fighter.
She's a man.
Don't say that. We had this discussion like a while ago, and Greg was just roasting me because I said Shevchenko's a beautiful woman, and he was like, no, you're lying. Anyways.
I'm not seeing it.
Shevchenko inside 2 rounds. You know, as soon as Shevchenko, she can do whatever she feels like. She can knock her out. She can put her on the ground, submit her. Arguably probably one of the best, if not the best, women's mixed martial artists of all time. And then the main event.
I'm excited for this one, to be honest.
I'm excited, too.
It's going to be so fun.
I'm excited. I got Jiri. Not even going to try to say his last name.
Prochazka.
Yeah, there we go. Greg's got it. Versus Glover Teixeira, the 40-year-old champion. This guy, like, somehow came back to life at the end of his career. I don't really know how it happened. Yeah, but Jan's also, like, 40.
Yeah, he is.
But
Glover just looks way older just because he's bald.
This is the interesting fight because you have a godly stand-up guy in Jiri versus Glover, who's, like, really experienced and phenomenal on the ground. I think...
And is Jiri probably he's probably one of the biggest knockout threats in the UFC right now, is he not?
Yeah, I think he has like 13 knockouts in like 14 fights or something. Yeah. And he literally murdered Uzmadir and Reyes.
Elbow.
Yeah, and Reyes. Yeah. He put him to sleep with a nasty spinning elbow.
Yeah.
I think, though, Glover wins this fight.
Really?
I think he does. I think Glover is not going to make a mistake early in the fight. He's going to just keep his distance and stuff, and then he's going to shoot at the end of the first, weigh on Jiri for a bit, and then second round, same thing. He's going to get him to the ground, and then he's submitting Jiri inside two. I think that's how it goes. If it goes past that, Jiri probably wins because Jiri's young. He's a savage. This guy like just swims in ice. Yeah, I don't really
like,
get what?
Isn't he like 28?
Dude, yeah, he's 28. He's a young guy.
Yeah.
But I think the experience is going to outweigh the striking in this fight. But I wouldn't be mad if I see Jiri win because Jiri's a really fun guy to watch.
Yeah, I kind of hope he wins. Like, just because he's so fun to watch.
That low key, that's probably like one of the worst divisions in the UFC right now.
It is.
It used to be the best.
Yeah.
And then like John Jones left after like dominating it for so long. And that now it's just kind of like lackluster.
Yeah, like not gonna lie, like Glover's been around for a while and stuff. Like he's awesome, but the fact that Glover DeShera is your champion in that division just kind of tells you what you need to see from that division.
Yeah, there's no one up and coming in that division. Like if any guy
besides Jiri, I feel like he's the only one that's really up and coming.
And like the only person that can maybe jump up is like Paulo, because like that guy looks like he murders himself to make 185.
Yeah,
but
I don't know how he makes
even 185. Then. If he goes to the 205, he probably gets slept by everyone in that division because they're all huge. So like. Yeah, that's his sleeper. But yeah, my pick, Glover Teixeira, inside two rounds. Rear naked chokehold for the win.
Did you say who your prediction is for Whaley and Joanna?
I'm going to go Whaley. I think Joanna's a really fun fighter, but I think she's passed. Like, she deserves all the top fights in any division she hops into because, like, she's a legend. But I just think she's, like, a step behind now. She's taken so much damage, you know, knocked out twice by Rose. And then the Whaley fight got beat up pretty bad.
I was about to say, I feel like people are starting to underrate Whaley just because she's lost to Rose twice.
Yeah, but, you know, the only person that really beat Rose in the last while was Carla and Andrade. And Andrade, like, literally almost broke her neck.
Yeah.
And then Carla, like, didn't even win. Neither of them won. It should have been, like, a no contest, to be honest. Like,
a title shouldn't change hands in a fight like that.
Whoever was reffing that should have been demanding way more action. Like,
why aren't you just saying, like, guys, we need to get going here?
Yeah, let's go. Like, you have to, like, that's one rule of, like, the ref is supposed
to
obviously protect
the
fighters. But, yeah, you need to make sure that they are engaging and there is a fight. Or you just call the fight and you'd be like, no contest, way she goes.
Yeah.
But, you know, do some WWE, just vacate the title. Like, no, they didn't even say, like, I'm never booking that fight again.
Yeah, never do it again.
He's never booking it again, so.
But do you think, okay, well, this is a thing I want to ask you because it's the same in boxing, same in UFC. Do you think that champions, if they lose their title, should get a rematch clause right away? Like, do you think they deserve a rematch clause?
It depends.
Losing it? Because I think they should, but in this case, no, I don't think so.
No, because, like, I think it depends. Like, I think you have to, if you have, like, okay, for instance, Usman. If Usman loses to Edwards whenever they fight after he heals and everything.
He should get a rematch clause right away.
Instantly, he gets his rematch. But if you have someone like Rose, where she was, like, champion, lost, became champion again, then lost, it's like, I don't really think she deserves a rematch because, like, you didn't do anything with it.
I agree.
Like, Usman's been champion for, like, 5 years almost now. Like, it's crazy. And then, like, John Jones. Like, if John Jones stepped down to 205, yo, he deserves a title right away because he's been the champion for literally, like, over two decades almost. Like, this guy's a beast. So, yeah, that's how I feel on it, you know? Like, Francis loses his fight again. Obviously, he's going to get a rematch. He's defended it multiple times. But, like...
When is he fighting anybody?
I don't know, because he's just kind of sitting there over wherever he is, just kind of chilling.
Who knows where he is?
Dude, Dana doesn't even know where he is. He's just chilling, waiting for his contract to end to see if they're going to renegotiate it, because he wants a million paycheck.
He wants McGregor money, which is what he wants.
Yeah, but he doesn't sell himself.
Yeah,
he fights like once a year. Nothing. I think what's going to happen is that if he does resign with the UFC, he's going to get paid $800,000 a fight. It's not going to be the million. It's not going to be the 75 that Dana originally offered him. It's going to be the 850 maybe. And they're going to meet in the middle. It'd be nice. And, Francis will come back eventually. But, anyways, UFC. 270.
Yeah, and 275. And
75? Jesus.
Yep. Yeah, it's been up there. It's getting up there. The fight night next week is actually, we don't have time to talk about it, but the fight night next week actually looks pretty good too because or after 275 looks pretty good. I mean, Calvin Kattar versus Josh Emmett looks pretty good.
That's going to be a banger.
Cerrone, Lozon, Tim Means, and Kevin Holland. Kevin Holland's just kind of fun just because he's funny. Like, when he's in octagon, he's just funny.
Oh, yeah. And then quickly, just before we go, 275 was supposed to have Vittori and Whitaker.
Yeah, and that
got canceled. So it's moved to International Fight Week. So we'll have that kind of coming up in about a month.
All right. Well, this has been our NFL and UFC segment. Join us in the next few minutes or so. We're going to throw it to a break, and when we come back, We are going to talk about the NBA Finals and what's been going on with that. So stay tuned.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box. I'm Greg Avgaropoulos once again, joined by Josh McGrath. Say again. And we're going to throw it into the NBA. So, Josh?
Yes. So, NBA basketball. Series is all locked up, one apiece. No, we didn't talk about it last week, eh? Game one didn't happen.
No, not
so,
yet.
So, game one. Warriors were pretty much dominating it for like 43 minutes of the game. They were up like 16 going into the fourth.
And it was pretty one-sided the whole game. Yeah,
it was. It was really not even close. And then Boston was like, hey, it's game sliders, 99. We're not missing.
Yeah.
They missed like three shots in the fourth. Al Horford looked like the second coming of Karl Malone.
He was so good.
Derek White took Steph Curry's powers. It was like a plot in Space Jam or something, bro. Like,
he was not missing.
He wasn't.
Every time he shot, I'm like, it's going in.
Yeah, it's wet. So anyways, yeah, Boston comes back, stuns Golden State game one in Chase Center up in San Francisco. And, you know, everyone was kind of just like, whoa, what happened here? Like, when my friend was at the game, he was watching at my house. He got up because it was like third quarter. Warriors killing him. He's like, I'm going home. This game's done. And then I'm about to go to bed, and this guy texts me. He's like, wait, Golden State lost? And I was like, yep. He's like, I wish I stayed. I'm like, I don't know why you left. Like, it's a basketball game.
Why would you
know
leave?
That's a game of runs. At any point, the game can just change suit. So anyways, yeah, Golden State lost. Jason Tatum, probably the best player in the series, arguably, played like garbage.
Yeah, not in that game.
Really interesting, because game two, he played really well.
Yeah.
And then they lost.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, it's funny. He was a negative 36 in that game, which was the worst in finals history, which is pretty tragic.
I want to say he was like, what, 4-for-19 or something? Like, something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, Golden State comes out game two, stuns them, answers back. Now they're hitting the road to go to Boston. Should be a fun game. I'm excited for it. I think Golden State's going to go win one game, split them on the road.
I think they're going to split.
Then they're going to go 2-2, and then they're going to win.
Yeah.
2-0 after that. But, yeah, anyways, really good game. Steph Curry's been, you know, solidifying his finals MVP for once in his career.
He wants it. He wants his first finals MVP after Andre Iguodala took it from him.
Yeah, Andre Iguodala robbed it. Arguably 1 year Kevin Durant took it from him.
Yeah, low-key, yeah.
He almost averaged a triple-double that series, and then yeah. Kevin Durant just had 34. So it was like, I guess. But, yeah, no, Curry. And also, Klay Thompson played like garbage in game two. Played pretty well in game one. Draymond played really bad in game one. Draymond was like a hooligan in game two. He was just getting everybody mad.
I really don't know. I'm not going to lie. Every time I watch the Warriors play, and I'm like, I don't know how Draymond doesn't get fouled out in like 3 minutes. I really don't get it.
I don't either. But so how do you feel about the technical problem? So he picked up a technical early in the game, and then him and Jaylen Brown got tangled up.
They never call anything.
And then, well, not even that, but it should have been a double tech, but they gave no techs at all.
You know what it is? It's like they give Draymond his first tech, and then when he deserves to get another one, they don't want to give him a second one because they don't want to eject him, which is weird.
He can get away with murder and friggin' stay in the game.
Yeah, after you get your first technical, Draymond can literally do anything he wants, and then he just won't get called.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense. Which, that play you're talking about with Jaylen Brown and Draymond Green, I think, what, Jaylen shot, and then Draymond to give him room to land or whatever, and then he was, like, on top, and then Draymond's legs were on top of him or something like that. And Draymond was, or Jaylen Brown was like, get your legs off me, basically. He just swiped them off, and then Draymond was getting all mad about it. And then they started pushing each other, and I'm like, what? Draymond, why do you just try to start fights with everybody? I really don't get it. Like, can you just play basketball?
Guess what? Jaylen Brown was playing really well up until that point, and then was hot garbage the rest of the game.
Yeah,
so that's what Draymond's out there to do. He's out there to get into people's skins, you know, change the game emotionally. For the Warriors, and yeah, to make the other team start playing worse. And he does that really well. But I don't know. It's really weird because, you know, like back when the Warriors blew the 3-1 lead in 2016. Yeah, 2016.
Yeah.
Draymond got ejected for giving LeBron a little pat on the butt to tell him not to step over him.
Yeah.
Got ejected, picked up his other tech, was suspended for a game. And then, like, you know, the other night, he was getting into fights with everyone. There's only one play. He was playing left tackle, bro. He literally pushed three guys into each other and then just like kept holding them. Like, he just hugged all three of them. Steph got an open three off of it. No call.
And it's just allowed, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, we were talking about it. The reffing has been atrocious this playoffs for a majority of,
like,
major
to me,
sports.
It's never great, but like just every sport this year, it seems, in the playoffs, it's been next level
terrible.
Bad.
Yeah,
it's been
terrible.
So bad. It's like, it's not just basketball. It's been hockey, basketball, football. Like, every playoffs there's been this year, the officiating has been just like it's usually never great. Like, there's only people complain about the refs all the time. Like, I get it. But this year, like, it's warranted because it's been so bad, especially in basketball, especially in hockey. Those two have spent, like, it's been really bad with both those. But something interesting that we were talking about earlier from game one is Al Horford looked like the GOAT. I don't know what happened to him. He was making every shot. He was making jump shots. He was blocking shots. Like, he was doing everything. And then game two, he comes back, and then he scores 2 points.
Yeah, I mean, Golden State did a good job, like, not even letting him get the ball. And I think it was just like the Celtics assumed that they're going to play really hard on them, so they're like, yo, let Tatum get back into rhythm. They did.
Well, we actually talked about this before the game, and you asked me before the game. I said before the game that, what did I say? That I was feeling a Warriors blowout today, and you said the same thing, and we were indeed correct. It was indeed a Warriors blowout, and the game was actually pretty close for the first three and a half, like first 2.5 quarters.
Yeah.
And midway through the third quarter, I don't know what happened. Just the light bulb kind of went off in Golden State, and they just started making shots.
Steph started doing things, man.
And then Jordan Poole made the half-court shot, which is crazy. Yeah,
deep three, half-court shot.
And he made a deep three, next possession, half-court shot. I don't know what happened with him, but...
He saw some baddies. You didn't see that? Saw some woman on the sideline and was like, damn, I can't stop. I need to stop being a bum. And he stopped being a bum, and then came out and was like, oh, yeah, I'm Jordan Poole, guys. Just so you know.
It's funny because earlier in that game, he looked so
dude,
bad.
I remember I texted you. I was just like, dude, like, keep him on the bench. I was like, keep him on the bench. Like, this guy sucks right now. He got blocked like four possessions in a row, had a turnover, airballed a three. Like, it was just like, what game are you playing, Jordan?
And then he comes back in the third quarter and just hits the two most ridiculous shots I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he played really well in the second half. So, I don't really know. Like, it's not really much Golden State has to do better. Like, they're playing really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe, like, clean up some of the defensive possessions, but that's about it.
Yeah, I feel like their defense has been pretty good. I mean, not in the first
Curry's
game.
Curry's been locked up.
Yeah.
People hate on Curry. I know. Curry's playing defense.
Yeah, he's actually playing good defense, I know. And early in the – actually, in the second game, he didn't look – or was the second game the one where he just scored, like, the first, like, 18 points or whatever?
That was the first game.
Yeah, the second game, he came out and he kind of wasn't really playing that well in the first half. But even though he wasn't playing that well, I mean, it really didn't matter.
He finished with 29.
Yeah, I mean, because he ended up coming back on 29 points. Poole had 17 off the bench. And Wiggins, he only had 11 points, but Wiggins really makes an impact for them. Like just defensively because of his length, as you said, as we were talking about two episodes ago. And, like, he made some tough shots in that game, too. He made some big threes, like, in the third quarter when it was a close game. I remember he made a big three at the top of the key. And he's been doing a good job. I'm actually really happy for Wiggins because, obviously, he's a fellow Canadian. And first overall pick never really amounted to that first overall pick status. Like, he's always been, like, solid, but in the playoffs, he's really had a coming out party. So, big, big shout out to him. And one thing I want to talk about that I haven't seen on YouTube yet is, you know, Guillermo from the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
Yeah.
I haven't seen his finals media day yet. Has it been posted? Because I want to, like, you know, every year when he goes to the finals media day and he just asks the weird questions.
And he just bugs LeBron.
LeBron. I want to see LeBron. Where is Guillermo at? I don't know if it's been posted, but last time I
know he was there.
Well, he's always there. He's got to be there every year. But yeah, I want to see that.
Warriors fans get ready for the Nah, nothing yet.
Damn it.
Maybe they just didn't get any good, like, response. Oh.
It has to be there.
Yeah, Guillermo trolls Warriors and Celtics players NBA Finals Media Day. But it's not like an official one, so it's like just someone was videotaping him doing other things. So
okay, no, it's not the same.
But yeah, we've been talking a lot about the Warriors. So the Celtics, what do the Celtics need to do? How much time do we have?
We have about 7 minutes.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Yeah.
So, Celtics, what do they have to do? Jason Tatum, he needs to be the best player on the court. He needs to score the ball, but also I think the key in game one was that he was dishing the ball exceptionally well. He's getting everyone involved. When he does his little ISO things, step backs, all that stuff, and takes tough shots, they're not going to win.
Yeah.
It's just not possible because the Warriors aren't working on defense. So, Jason Tatum, you got to make him work. Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, you guys need to play consistently throughout the whole game. You guys can't be showing up every now and then for, like, spurts. That's about it because, you know, like, the role players, like, some of them are going to have their games and whatnot in the finals. But it's up to those three guys to kind of be consistent and challenge Steph, Klay, and Draymond because, like, Klay and Draymond, they know to impact the game even if they're not scoring the ball. Marcus Smart was not doing that in game two. Jaylen Brown was not doing that in game two. So, and then Jason Tatum, he was scoring the ball, but he was not impacting the game whatsoever. So, like, they need to find a way to get it done. And that's where me and you were talking about it a few weeks ago. This is why Golden State's probably going to win the championship, because the amount of experience they have, and they know how to get things done.
Yep.
Without, you know, even if the game's like 80-80, and Golden State's probably going to win the game because they're going to know what it is to, they're going to have like 50 plays that they can drop to get any bucket they want, where like Celtics are going to give to Tatum, let him take us to the promised land, and that's not good in the finals. So unless you're LeBron James, then go do whatever you want. Or Kyrie, sorry. Then do whatever you want.
Do what you want. Yeah,
do what you want. Go play some basketball.
Yeah, but I agree with what you said about the Celtics. I mean, they obviously had an amazing game one. I mean, not really amazing until about the third and fourth quarters when they started to take off.
Third quarter, they got blown out in the game one.
Oh, yeah,
only the fourth quarter.
And it wasn't even like the whole fourth. It was like the last 10 minutes, eight minutes of the fourth quarter.
Like they just went on a barrage. Run. Just couldn't miss. And it wasn't like Golden State played bad. It was just like literally Boston hit everything.
And that's the thing. You actually said it first. I remember a few weeks ago when we were talking about the Miami and Boston series, and I was saying I think Boston's going to win in seven games, and you said you thought Miami was going to win because you didn't think Boston's three-point shooting was sustainable, which is fair. I mean, and we're seeing it right now because, like, if they make shots, they can beat anybody. If they don't, they can lose to anybody. So, and we saw it in that game where they didn't look very good just in the first three and four quarters of the first game. And then we just saw them come out and hit every single three, every single mid-range, every single layup. They weren't missing in the fourth quarter. And then we saw in this game, it was not the same.
Not pretty.
As we said, this is why we picked Golden State. The experience in Boston, if they can't hit their shots, they're not going to win the game. And that is indeed what happened here. And I'm actually really interested for game three because it's going to be in Boston. Boston has a really loud arena because their fans are – they all suck.
Crazy. They're crazy.
Yeah, their fans are all a-holes, you know. The Boston fans just know they're just, you know, they're just like that. So it's going to be a really crazy environment for the Warriors, especially because I want to see us, because if Draymond gets going and he gets a tech, the fans are really going to give it to him if he does anything stupid. And I'm not going to lie, I feel like Draymond's going to get fouled out or he's going to get an ejection somehow in this game. I don't know why, but I have a feeling it's going to happen.
Probably.
Just because the way he plays, and he's just so aggressive all the time. And in Boston, I think he's going to get even more mad.
I guarantee you Scott Foster's also going to be reffing that game. And like Boston's 12-0 with Scott Foster in the playoffs. So tragic ref. Hate that guy. So yeah, besides NBA Finals, hey, my Lakers, we got a new coach.
Yeah, I saw that. You want to talk about that?
Darvin Ham. My guy. I love him so far.
You love Darvin?
I love him. Dude, this guy is like, all of his responses to the media day questions were phenomenal. Except for the fact that he was riding Russ so hard, but, you know, that's whatever. You know, maybe he'll make Russ work, but I don't think so.
Hey, man, it has to be done. You gotta give confidence to your players, man.
I have no confidence in Russell Westbrook.
Well, I mean, I don't think a lot of people do.
I think AD, though, is going to go for an MVP caliber season. Because I don't think Ham's going to let him do his little, like, ISO on the 45 and stuff. He's going to be like, hey, you know Giannis? Go be Giannis. Go be the young Pelicans AD. Go spin dunk on people like you were the first year in Los Angeles. Don't be a bum.
So you're saying, I mean, I already know your answer, but you're saying you prefer Mr. Darvin Ham over Frank Vogel?
Yeah, dude, Frank Vogel sucked.
Yeah.
He was really good defensively, but dude, our offense was like the worst thing ever. Like, he just like go, yeah, layup. Yep, good job. And then just like he just do stupid things. Like, he had no adjustments.
That's fair enough. Yeah, I agree. Brutal. I think it's a nice upgrade too. Darvin Ham is, I think he was the assistant coach for the Bucks or something. Yeah. And yeah, and now he is.
Also played for Pop, so you know.
Yeah.
Greg Popovich tree.
Popovich Wilton tree with Becky Hammon and
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr. Everybody was.
And literally, I think almost everyone that's coaching right now probably at some point coached or played for Pop. So.
Isn't the Boston coach also part of the Pop coach tree? Or no? What's Boston coach's name again? I always forget his name.
I don't know how to say his name. Ime Udoka or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that?
But I feel like he might have been an assistant coach for the Spurs.
I think he was.
But, yeah, the Popovich coaching tree, once again, undefeated. But this has been our NBA segment. We talked about the finals. We talked about prediction for Game 3.
Golden State 110-107.
I'm going Boston 104-96. I think Boston's defense is going to be a lot better in this game.
I think they're going to be better. I think Golden State's just going to be better.
That's fair enough. But, yeah, this has been our NBA segment. When we come back after this break, we're going to have the NHL, and then after that, we're going to have our hot topic, which we need to, once again, determine.
No, I think we're doing we'll do local sports.
Okay, never mind. We're doing local sports. Never mind.
Because the reason I say we should is because once all the professional sports are done, it's really all going to be left to talk about.
Yeah, that's
true. Going into local stuff. So we're going to have to kind of start getting on that for the fans out there.
Yeah.
Our two fans. Love you guys.
The
Love
Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box. I'm Greg Avgropoulos, joined by Josh McGrath Seguin. And you know what? We just had our NBA and UFC segment. Or no, just NBA segment, because the UFC was with the NFL this week.
Yep.
And we just had a class, so we took a little break before recording again. And now we're back. We're going to talk about the National Hockey League and what's been going on with the Lightning and the Rangers. And so far, that series has been quite, on my end, pretty unexpected so far.
Well, let me get into the one that's already done. This recording.
Start with that, yeah.
Colorado got the brooms out. Yeah. They swept Edmonton. Kind of sucks because, you know, I think the Kings, my boys, they would have put up a better fight. But you know, it is what it is. It is what it is, you know. Connor McDavid, obviously. Beast. Did his thing.
But
not enough. Colorado's just way too freaking good.
Yeah, they're just way too good.
We
kind of expected this domination because, you know, Edmonton is by far the worst team. Well, they're not in anymore, but when they were the worst team by far out of the four there. Calgary definitely would have put up a better fight. I mean, maybe even the Kings would have put up a better fight. Who knows?
Yeah, they would have.
Yeah, but it really just comes down to Edmonton. Their defense is terrible. Their goaltending is terrible. Mike Smith, every time he lets in a goal, just looks for somebody to blame for no reason.
They just have three really good hockey players, pretty much. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
and even then, it's like Evander Kane's like meh, but like he played really well.
Yeah.
I mean,
Zach Hyman's probably better than Evander Kane. Zach Hyman had a good series, Leaf legend, and you know they just couldn't do enough. I'm not really surprised. They were way outmatched. Colorado's pretty much good at everything that Edmonton is not good at. So, you know, tie those things into that, and you get you come out with a sweep. So
that Cale Makar guy is a beast.
Call it Cale Makar, yeah.
Yeah, he's a god.
He's that guy. He's probably the greatest like skating defenseman I've seen in my lifetime. That I've ever seen in my life.
9 points from a defenseman in two series.
Yeah, he's
playoffs,
gross.
This playoffs. And that's only ever happened 4 times in NHL history.
He should win the Conn Smythe for the...
So, yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, he should.
Going on to Tampa Rangers. Rangers kind of came out and just punched Tampa in the mouth like twice.
Twice in a row.
And then now they're back in Tampa. They got the win the other night.
Barely won, though.
I know they barely won. But the thing is like it's literally just Igor. Igor is just so good.
He's
like when you look
good
at the stats, like Tampa's all over them.
Yeah, literally they've
just
been
can't
all over
score.
Them.
They just can't score.
They've been all over
beast.
Them every game.
He's
every
a brick
game.
Wall. He's literally just a brick wall.
And it's not that we're not trying to say like Vasilevsky isn't a good goalie because he's probably the best goalie in the league. But I mean, I'm not gonna lie, Igor's probably taking the crown from him right now because he's been, as we said, Tampa is a better hockey team than New York is, but. So far, Vasilevsky's one of the best goalies in the world. I think Shesterkin is probably the best goalie in the world right now because he has been phenomenal. He's the reason they're winning games. He's the reason they've won the two series so far. They almost lost to Pittsburgh in 7 games in the first round. Still don't know how they didn't. And then the second and now they're in the third round here. I forget, who did they verse last round? I don't even remember. My mind is blank. Carolina.
Yeah.
They beat Carolina in 7 games. They almost lost that series as well. And now they're up 2-1 on the defending back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. And the game game four will be tonight at the time of this recording. And we're going to see. I assume Tampa's going to win this one.
Yeah, I think it's going to go 2-2.
I think
two,
they're
going to
tie it up
2-2.
Yep, going back to New York. And I think New York's going to win the next game. Tampa's going to win the next game. And then Tampa's going to win the 7th game as well. So I still think Tampa's going to win in 7 games. But, I mean, it would be cool, I guess, to see New York win. Because, you know, we've had Tampa in the finals 2 straight years. They've won 2 straight years.
Tampa needs to win.
I agree.
I need to see a true dynasty in hockey.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
We redefined the word dynasty for NHL teams.
I more so want Tampa to win just because it shows how good the Leafs were. That's literally the only reason why. Because we obviously lost to them in 7 games. The only reason I want them to win the Cup is to be like, oh, man, Leafs were pretty good. They gave them a tough run. And
Leafs were the second-best team in the league.
Yeah, exactly, even though we lost in the first round again. But besides that... We're about 4 minutes into this. I don't really.
Not really much else to say, eh?
But that's pretty much what's going on. It's 2-1 right now. Obviously, New York's up, and I guess we could have this debate a little bit. I mean, these Russian goalies, man? I don't know what it is, but like the Russian goalies are just unreal. Like Vasilevsky,
Russian athletes
Igor.
In general.
Yeah, I don't know. The Russian athletes are just crazy.
I don't know what they do over there. I don't know what kind of milk they drink. Like straight out
they
the
must
bowl
drink
or
some
something.
Unreal
like,
milk.
like milk out the bowl or something, but like these guys are different.
They definitely don't have any lactose people out there, let me tell you.
Do you think Igor just had like rocks like just fired at him his whole life and then he was just like saving them?
He must have,
like, you know, like Khabib was like wrestling bears. Like, what does Igor do to get so good?
He must have just got stones thrown at him and he was just
like stone, like were they just throwing knives at him and he was just like catching them with his gloves and like blocker?
Must have been.
Like, I don't know,
but
bro.
With the
like,
makeshift blocker and the makeshift glove, because I guarantee you they don't got like no gloves. And, yeah, they got some weird, he like, probably
just cardboard.
He would just tape tinfoil plates to his hand and just and it, just deflect stuff off of him. But, yeah, these Russian goalies, I don't know, Vasilevsky, and this is probably the best goalie matchup in the playoffs so far, and Igor's winning it as of right now. And you know, what's funny about this matchup is Vasilevsky's been the best goalie in the league for three, four. I mean, he's been, the last few years, he's been the best goalie in the league, and he's the reason Tampa's won the Cup two straight years and maybe even going a third. But Igor's really coming on this year. He was the best goalie in the league during the season this year. And the New York fans in New York were chanting a lot of Igor's better chants, just which I thought was pretty funny. And I think they're right. I do think Igor's better than Vasilevsky right now. Even though Vasilevsky's pads, his pads, no chance they're regulation. They're huge. They take up the whole net. I don't understand it. He literally looks like a sumo wrestler when he's in there. I don't understand how he doesn't look like the stuff he wears should be allowed. Like he covers the whole net. But I mean, New York's scoring on him, so it's like I can't really say anything. But going off of that, you know what else kind of makes me a little upset about New York? They're kind of built the exact same way the Leafs are, in the sense that they've given all their money to about four guys, and for them it's worked, for us it hasn't worked. So we've given all our salary cap to four people. Yeah. Guess what? I haven't made out the first round. New York Conference Finals, may even go to the finals. I don't know how.
And also, like, the Leafs are more talented for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it, dude.
Really,
you guys
not
are
close
in a slump
either.
You guys have that mental like booming, you know. Like,
it's literally just the mental stuff, man.
Like you guys just like you guys went into that game seven. You're like, man, we just don't want this to happen. Like that was the first thing all the players think. Like, yeah, not again. Like we can't lose again.
I guarantee you, it was in the back of their heads the whole time.
Yeah, the entire game. They're like down and they're like, yo, like we have to do something. And then like missed like four open nets that game.
I mean, we're up 3-2, almost won in game six.
Yeah, but you guys haven't won a closeout game in like 7 years.
It's been more.
Something like that. Like,
I think it's been more.
Something like that. Like it's, you guys are like 0-15 like 15 in closeout games.
It's bad.
It is bad. I don't know what you guys have to do, man.
I'm telling you right now, if they just rip the leaf off of their chest, they'll win a round.
They just move cities.
It's like, the logo.
They just call themselves cursed. Like the Markham. I don't know, like Beavers, and they'll win
Beavers?
Series. Yeah, you Markham
think,
Beavers.
Think we got Beavers out there.
I don't know. Beavers are in Canada.
I mean, I don't know. You think there's a selective amount of Beavers, and then that's why you'd call them the Beavers? Is that why?
I don't know. I was just thinking of a name, Greg. I'm trying to help you guys.
I mean, it's...
Rebrand. Get out of Toronto.
I don't
go
think anything
else.
Can help us.
Get somewhere else.
I don't even think it's just a city thing. It's just the logo. It's the leaf on the chest. If they take the leaf off and maybe they paint it black without any words on it, maybe they win a series. I really think they're just cursed. I think the team's
think
just cursed.
So. I don't think so. I think you guys just need to relocate. You guys need to leave the Toronto history behind you. Get the heck out of that city. Change your name, and maybe you guys will win the playoff series.
You know what? Maybe. But in terms of that, what was I going to say? The Leafs are they have the second most cups in the history of the National Hockey League. But like that was when there were like six teams in the league, so I don't count them.
I was about to say, I was like, isn't
people
like
count them.
Back?
I don't understand why people. They're like, the Leafs have 13 cups. I'm like, who cares?
It's same with like the Celtics, you know? Like Celtics are like, oh,
yeah,
we got 17. I'm like, yeah, and you guys won 10 of them in the 50s. Congratulations. Yeah,
like, who cares, bro? I'm not going to lie. Like,
Lakers have 17 after that.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to sound like one of those like anti-old people thing, but like, dude, who cares about the chips that were won back in the day like that? Like, let's be real. Unless you were like I'm trying to think, the only people that were old enough to see that stuff was like, they're probably like, what, 70 years old now? 60, 70 years
Centarians,
old.
Centarians, like the people that are born at like the start of the 19th century?
Yeah, like who cares? Or
20th century?
like who? Why would we count that? Especially because, as you said, in the NHL, there's six teams in the league when they won that many. And then like, oh, the Leafs have that many cups. I'm like, I don't care. Like, win it later. Like, even the Canadians last won the cup in the 90s. But even then, like that's like, who cares about that? That's like 1991, I think they won. Who cares? That's so long ago as well. Like, I feel like the only cups I really care about are like the ones from like 2000, like now. Like, I feel like those are the ones that matter. Before that, like, who cares? Before there was 30 teams in the league and stuff like that. Like, now there's 32. And
so, for me, like, from basketball, I'll go the NBA-ABA merger. Something like the 80s, 70s, 77 or something like that they merged. I go from there on.
That's when you would count it?
I start counting it there. But for hockey, I don't know, maybe different.
Only just because, like, they added so many teams in, like, the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, like, even during Jordan's time, like, there was 28 teams or 26 teams at one point.
Yeah.
Then they added more teams. But even now, like, think about it, in, like, 100 years, it's going to be the same thing.
That's fair.
When, like, everyone starts expanding. Because, like, the NBA, they're literally sitting there, and they're like, we have way too much money, boys. Like, we need to expand.
Yeah. The NHL doesn't have money.
Seattle and Vegas are coming.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys going to get a – or, well, you used to have a Seattle team, but –
Yeah, they're coming back.
They're coming back.
Adam Silver's like, they shouldn't have lost their team. It's either them or Kansas City's getting one.
I feel like go back to Seattle. I think that'd be
I think better. Seattle's yeah. better. And then thing is they won't be called the Supersonics.
What are they going
to
be called?
I don't know, because the Thunder own the rights to the Supersonics.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So unless he's willing to sell that, there's no chance. But it's going to be weird. Like, in a few years, like, I'm going to be looking at the standings, and, like, Memphis or someone's going to be in the East. The East. I'm going to be like, what? They've been a Western Conference team this whole time.
Yeah.
Because they're on, like, the borderline. It's going to be so weird to see.
Yeah, the formats are definitely going to change quite a bit in the next few years.
No, they're just going to move teams. Like, if they get two teams on the West Coast, they're going to move two teams from the West that are closer to the East Coast over to the East.
Yeah.
So I realize what's going
to
be.
And the divisions and stuff are going to change, and that's going to be
slightly,
a whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's going to just take time to get used to. But we're kind of going off topic here because I don't know what else to talk about right now. We're at 11 minutes. I think we're just going to throw it to a break and then just expand on our hot topic a little bit. So yeah, we're gonna throw it to a break right now.
And local sports are coming up. Woo!
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's not even a hot topic. It's local sports, but we're gonna have about, let's say, 15 to 16 minutes on the local sports. So that should be an event. So yeah, tune in after these next few messages. Please stay with us when we talk about the Ottawa Blackjacks, and what else are we talking about? What else are we going to talk about?
The Red Blacks.
The Red Blacks. They're in the preseason right now, so yeah, stay tuned for that.
The preseason actually starts on Friday.
What? Same thing. But yeah.
It's coming up.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned for this episode of The Press Box. Welcome back to The Press Box, where we will be talking about some local sports. I'm Greg Avgaropoulos, joined by Josh McGrath-Sagan, and we're going to talk about the Ottawa Blackjacks, the Ottawa Red Blacks, what's going on in the season for the Blackjacks, and what's going to happen in the season for the Red Blacks as they start their season on Friday, I think you said.
Yep.
So you want to take it over, Josh?
What do you want to start with, Blackjacks or Red Blacks?
We can start with the Blackjacks because their season's going on.
All right. Blackjacks. Sure. If you're interested, I actually have a podcast about this on CKDJ, so go check it out.
Check that out.
So, Blackjacks, they have a really talented roster this year. I think it's probably their best roster they've ever put together because of this new, like, import rule that the CEBL has. You can have, like, more imports on the team or something like that now. So, yeah, the Blackjacks, they start their season out at home against – or no, on the road against Fraser Valley Bandits, lose by 3. They have this rule, and I was telling Greg about this. They have, like, the NBA All-Star Rule. I think they call it, like, I don't know how to say the word. Can't remember it right now. But they have this rule where, like, whoever team's leading, it's that score plus 9 after, like, in the final 3 minutes of the game. So they just cut the clock, and then it's, like, whatever the target score is the leading team plus 9. So it's, like, it's kind of cool because every game ends on the game winner. So that's kind of exciting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're playing Fraser Valley. They're winning literally the entire game. Had a lot of turnovers. And then Fraser Valley just wets everything. And then, yeah, they hit some crazy, like, double-clutch 3 over Dangadel win, okay? Blackjacks' season debut, stumped, sucked, sad. And then they go and play the new franchise, Montreal Alliance. Once again, you know, Blackjacks dominating the whole game. And then fourth quarter comes, did not play well. And then Montreal wins by 6. Tragic. And then they host Scarborough, you know, home debut. Rapper legend J. Cole pulls up to town.
Shout out.
They couldn't hit a shot to save their life. They shot like 17% all game.
Yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, they got blown up by like 20 or something.
Yeah,
like
they got murdered by Scarborough. And guess what? Scarborough was hitting every 3, and they're the worst 3-point shooting team in the league. Like, they're terrible at shooting. Wow. So, yeah. After that, after the 0-3 start, Blackjacks front office, hey, coach, you're out. They fired.
Oh, they fired him.
Yeah, they fired Charles Drouin or whatever his name is. And then they bring in Ottawa U former coach. Can't remember his name right now to coach. And then they go on the road to Newfoundland to play the Growlers. Newfoundland Growlers, kind of an interesting basketball team name. And they beat them by 1. Probably should have been more. They were up like 15 at one point and then once again gave up a lead. I don't know what's wrong with them. Their offense is terrible. Their defensive rotations aren't crisp. Dang Adele, though, really good at basketball. Safe to say. Walt Lemon Jr.
I was about to say, Walt Lemon Jr. played in the NBA.
Yeah, he's... Dude, I don't know what's wrong with his form, but this is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, he just shoots rockets, bro. Like, it just goes straight up in the air.
Leave him alone.
But, no, he had a really good game in his last two appearances, so that's really good.
I
saw his
name, and I was like, yo, that guy played in the NBA, I think, for, like, Boston or something like that.
He played for Chicago. Chi-town.
Let me check.
I swear, it's Chi-town.
Well,
played 16 games, I'm pretty sure, with Chi-town.
Is that your final answer?
I'm 100% certain. I think he might have also played Boston, but it was like a two-game skid. But
yeah, 6 games with Chicago, 4 games with Boston.
Okay, we were both right. So then, that brings us to Thursday. Actually, the day that this will air. You know, we're going to be playing Night Guelph Hawks in Guelph, and then we play them in Ottawa or something after. So we have them 2 games in a row. In theory, the Blackjacks should win.
In theory.
Does that mean they're going to? Probably not. Because they always seem to do this, where they should be coming into these games winning. They have probably the most talented roster in the league and just can't get it going. I don't really know what they're going to do. You know, like Chad Possumus, he's not going to lie. You know, in today's basketball, he's useless out there. He's a back-to-the-basket rim or big.
It's 2022.
You don't need that anymore. There's no reason. You know, you need to be able to step out, shoot threes. You need to be able to pop. You need to be able to put the ball on the ground. He can't do any of that. He's a pretty good rebounder, though. I'll give him that. Nice. Tyrell, I think his name's Tyrell, Mr. Green on the Blackjacks. He started getting it going from three. He led the league last year in three-point shooting, so he's obviously going to be crucial for them to, you know, step up off the bench, hit some big shots. Walt Lemon Jr., he needs to find that shooting stroke and get more consistent. And Dang Adele just needs to keep being the best player in the league because this guy's a legend.
I was about to say, is Ottawa, I'm not too familiar with the roster, but aren't they... I feel like they have like the most former NBA players on a team.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying. Is like they have this new rule where you can like import more players now. So like they imported Dang, they imported Walt. They also, who's the other addition? I think that's really it.
Terrell Green.
No, he played for them last year.
I'm trying to think of people who sound like they play in the NBA.
No, I think those are the only two on Ottawa. Because I think it's like you can only have two like imports like that. So yeah. Anyways, they have them. Hopefully soon Thomas Scrubb makes an appearance with the team because I'm pretty sure he's doing something with Team Canada right now. They signed him like right before the season started, so I'm assuming he'll be joining the roster at some point. But yeah, as of right now, he's not.
And he used to play it. Didn't he used to play in like what, Europe or something like that?
Yeah, he played in Europe, and I think it was Thomas that he got a G League contract with Memphis's squad, I think, and a summer league tryout. So that was pretty cool to see that. So, yeah, they have Guelph twice, and then they play Niagara twice, and then they're back on the road against Scarborough. So, I mean, Niagara was looking really strong, but they just dropped a game. So, Blackjacks have a chance to get back to 500 after beating Guelph twice and then going over 500 if they can upset Niagara. But, yeah, that's really it, you know. Like, they're going to try – right now their head coach is, like, the interim head coach. I think they're just going to keep him until the end of the season. Kind of makes sense to do that. But we'll see.
How do you think the obviously they're 1-3 right now, so not a great start from them, and they had, you know, just fired their coach recently, so you know it's been quite the whirlwind of a season so far. But where do you see them finishing at the end of the of the season and in the standings?
So this happened to them like both times in their two-year existence is they have a really rough regular season, and then come playoff time because of the run and done, they just win games somehow. So, like, they played Edmonton both times in the conference finals, lost both times by 3, and then Edmonton goes into the finals and beats the other team by 40. So, like, in theory, they're, like, arguably the second-best team in the league. I think still talent-wise, they're number one. It's just they need to get that mesh going. I think there's a lot of, like, issues with, like, how Dang Adele sees the game versus, like, everyone else on the team because he just played at a higher level. Same with Walt Lemon. I think once they like get going, they run a bit more like cleaner sets because right now they run so many weird sets, man. They run some play on the right wing where they just do like two literally pointless dribble handoffs and then kick it to the opposite side. And then it's like a two-man game over there. I'm like, why don't you just dump it, have everyone stand and just run it. Like there's no point in doing that motion for no reason because you guys don't even look at the rim.
They got to run
like,
some floppy.
They do have to run floppy. They do. Banger play. Yeah, it's just weird. Like their sets are very interesting to watch, to say the least. And then their defense, like, when they played Was it the Growlers? I think when they played the Growlers and Scarborough, they're playing a 2-3, and both teams are just hitting everything, and they just stayed in the 2-3. I was like,
you got to switch to man.
Go to man. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, you guys are just letting them rain threes on you, and then the coaches are like, what should we do here? It's like, man, like, just simple. It's very easy. Just go man. It's not that confusing. So, yeah, there's lots of issues behind that roster right now. But they're going to get going. I know it. I believe
they're going to get going eventually.
They will.
Are they going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, they're going to make playoffs. I think every team in the league makes playoffs.
Oh, okay.
But they want to go, like, they want playoffs? I hope so. I think so. It's here in Ottawa. So, I think this is the year they're going to win the championship. Playoffs are here in Ottawa this year.
Hot take or no? Is that a hot take?
As of right now, yeah. They're 1-3, dude. They're like, statistically, they're really bad. But
how many games are there in the season again?
What ends in like end of August, so like 20, 30, something like that.
They got time.
Yeah, they got plenty of time. Yeah. I'm not worried at all. They're going to be fine.
They're going to be fine. Yeah, they have a lot of talent too on the team. So.
Yeah, exactly. They have so much. It's just about getting that, like, they just need to get on the same page with everything and they'll be fine.
Who do you think, if Ottawa doesn't win the championship, who do you think wins the championship?
Edmonton goes 3 in a row, I think.
Are they 2 in a row right now?
Yeah.
Do they have any NBA players too?
I believe so. I haven't looked at their roster too much.
What's their
name? They're not until Edmonton Stingers. They're not until later in the year, so like I'm not really stressing about them right now. I'm more looking at, like, right now, that's another thing. Is we have, like, a pretty easy schedule so far, and we've dropped 3 games. And I'm like, boys, can't be doing this.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
So, anyways, I think they have a good shot at getting her done. So,
fair enough. Do you want to move into
the Red Blacks? That's their team. So Red Blacks are back on Friday, season debut. Couldn't tell you if it's at home or on the road. Let's see. They're on the road in Winnipeg. So yeah, they pretty much go to Winnipeg against the defending 2-time champs now, 2 in a row. Not looking too good for them. As far as I understand, Red Blacks aren't looking too good this season.
They didn't look too good last season either.
No, they had like one good season, like 5 years ago.
How many years have they been around now?
2014. Almost a decade? Jeez.
And they haven't done anything.
They went to the Grey Cup once.
They went?
Did they win? I don't remember. I remember watching the
game.
We're
kind of spitballing here.
We had that, oh my God, what was his name? He's a CFL legend.
CFL legend?
Yeah. My God. Ottawa? Yeah. Quarterback. Oh my goodness.
Ricky Ray?
No, he's on. Nah. Oh my goodness. What was his name, bro?
No idea.
Oh.
What was his name?
We actually won a championship. We beat the Stampede.
Stampeders? The Calgary Stampeders?
Yes, sir.
Look at that.
Henry Burris. That was his name. That guy was a beast.
He was a beast?
Yeah, he was really good.
Let's look at his numbers.
Okay, dude, you're going to compare him to, like, Tom Brady. That's not fair, dude.
I'm just
dude.
Looking. I just want to see what they were like.
So, anyways, yeah, he was really good.
What about we talked about this earlier, a long time ago in the press box. What about their quarterback now, Masoli? Jared something Masoli? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think I just saw something about him. No, I did not. Okay. Anyways, yeah, apparently we got a new, like, pretty good quarterback. I remember Tyler was saying he's elite, and then me and Greg looked at his numbers, and Tyler and Greg have different definitions of elite, to say the least. But, I mean, you never know. The Red Blacks, if they can...
I don't know. This guy was pretty good.
He was really good. I remember. He was, like, 40 years old and won the Grey Cup. It was a beast.
He had 34 touchdowns, 39 touchdowns, 14 interceptions in 2008.
I think the Red Blacks... Drop first 2 games. Play Winnipeg twice. Terrible start to the season. Like, that's not ideal because that team's really good. And then you play BC. I think they beat BC. Then I think they play the Rough Riders. They're playing all the East or the West Coast teams. That kind of sucks. But they play Rough Riders. I think Rough Riders aren't good this year. So I think they have a... Then they go back to 500. Then it's going to be from there on out. Things stay healthy. You know, if their quarterback's as good as people are saying he is, maybe they have a chance in the playoffs. Maybe they can do it.
What place did they finish in last year? Weren't they like damn near last place?
Dead last year. I'm
yeah.
Sure.
Well,
I'm
hey, sure. You can only go up from there.
Exactly.
But
that's the thing with like Canadian sports. It's always like that because like people just move, right? So it's like a lot easier for them to like have a really bad season, and then the next year they're really good. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. Me and Greg are trying to go to a game because apparently it's a good time.
We'll go to a game. I've never been to a CFL game before.
Yeah, apparently it's a good time.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
But maybe they'll be good this year. Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
All we can go from here.
Yeah.
And in the Winnipeg won last year.
Last 2 years, I think. No.
The last 2 years. So Winnipeg's like that. I'm
yeah. Winnipeg's really good.
Yeah.
Which is not an ideal start.
Are they the front runner then again this year, I'd assume?
I'm assuming so. But unless like everyone left, I don't see why you would leave. Like, you guys are in a championship culture, just stay.
See, that's why I don't get with a lot of sports. It's like people start winning and then they just don't want to be on the team anymore. And I'm like, why? Like, why don't you just stay and just keep winning? But then they want a lot of money and then they're
look at KD.
Yeah.
Grey Cup wins. So yeah, they won 2019 and 2021, but 2020 year was suspended because of the COVIDs.
Because of the COVIDs?
Yeah, you can't. I don't even think I'm allowed to say that, but hey. Because of COVID, we weren't allowed to watch football or anything, so.
What's,
Yeah, the Winnipeg's. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Oh. The Red Blacks have Justin Hardy. He's a receiver on the. Justin Hardy was a receiver for the Falcons for a few years. I remember, I think he was like a third or fourth round pick, and then he kind of flamed out, and now he's on the Ottawa, so that's pretty cool.
Hey, maybe we got the number one receiver in the league.
Hey, maybe might be one of the best receivers in the league. No, who knows?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm just kind of, want to go watch some decent football. See some guys throw some 50-yard bombs into the end zone.
Josh, we got to go to a Buffalo game.
Have some beers.
We'll just drive down to, to Buffalo,
And or don't they come to Toronto every year?
No, they don't. They used to a long time ago, though.
That was probably when they were tragic, eh?
Yeah, when they sucked. So that they didn't. Nobody cared if they were in Buffalo or Toronto. They didn't care where they were. That was nobody cared about them.
But yeah, we could. We can go down tailgate.
I'm so down to go. I've never been to a Bills game either, so I want to go to a Bills game.
Have a good time. The thing that sucks is that Buffalo's like Ottawa weather. Like it's horrendous. It sucks. When we go, we're going to go in like November. It's going to be like freezing cold out.
The only time where we could go where it might be nice weather is like September, which is like that's tough.
I need to get my passport if we're going to go. I don't have one yet. I have one.
Oh, yeah. You haven't renewed it, eh?
I have not renewed it in 10 years,
And those lines to renew your passports nowadays?
It takes like 4 months.
Dude, it's...
legitimately. Like,
I got
do
mine
online?
Renewed in about a month ago when I went back to Markham. I stood in a line for about 4 hours just trying to get it renewed. I finally got to the front of the line. They said they're going to mail it in like July or something, so hopefully they do because sometimes they don't even do that. It takes 8 years for them to get them back, so... Hopefully I get it back, but yeah.
Apparently, like, what was it? It was like a month. Apparently, like 2 months ago, it was like perfect time to get your passport. And now all of a sudden, because traveling restrictions are up again, everyone wants their passport renewed. So it's like impossible to get it. So I need to do that. Yeah, we should definitely try and do that.
Yeah, we should. Maybe we should probably get some passports. That'd probably be a good idea.
Well, you already have. You're one step ahead of me. You submitted
true.
Yours.
I already got mine, yeah. But I mean, I don't have it, but I'm going to have it.
I haven't even started. Yeah, maybe we can go down to like New York for like a week.
I'm down. Just
go down to go like Buffalo.
The money's gonna be unreal, but
hit the city. Go see a Knicks game. Oh no, the season won't even be started. Dang it.
Yeah, September. Yeah, that's true.
It's in October.
But yeah, this has been this installment of the Press Box. This episode was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, sorry, we don't really watch CFL.
We don't watch CFL. I don't really know anything about the Blackjacks. We're kind of just spitballing,
Hey, I watch every one of their games.
Yeah, no, Josh knows. I'm kind of just
they're a beast.
Here. But
check out Ottawa Blackjacks Road to the Ship on CKDJ.net, hosted by me.
Hosted by Josh himself. But that's the episode. So we'll see you next week when we talk about
The results of UFC.
The results of the UFC card.
Potential results of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, and then who's probably going to make it out of the matchup for the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
And who knows what our hot topic will be next week. Might not even have one. We'll see.
Maybe we'll do more updates on the local sports because we have to get prepared for that.
That's true. So
we do need to start watching local sports because that's all we got after all the professional sports are done.
That's a good point. once again, as well, the Press Box. This has been this episode of the Press Box. I'm Greg Avgaropoulos, joined by Josh McGrath Sagan. Just stuttered my ass off right there, but it's okay. Nope. I don't think ass is a swear word, right?
We'll keep it in.
We'll keep it in. But tune in next week. This has been this episode. Goodbye.